Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Silver Cosmos with another audio. Not a naughty one this time, no. This is me answering the Tuwok. I think I said that right. I still don't think I'm saying that right. By Rob1514. This is completely different than the first one that I did. So yeah, let's get into this, so to speak. Question one. What manner of usual public dress gets your blood pumping? Well, I guess for me it's a well-dressed man. I don't know. Just jeans and t-shirt kind of thing. You know, just somebody that takes good care of themselves and looks, you know, good and whatever. And sometimes it'll be a man in a suit. I don't know. It just depends with me. Where was the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated? Probably the riskiest place I've had sex, and this is something I discussed in another audio, was at a park in this neighborhood not too far away at about 4 in the morning. Like, literally, you could have stepped out of your house, walked across the street, and peeked over this little hill, and you probably would have caught us. Like, I'm surprised nobody drove by, came outside. Though I don't think they would have. It was 4 in the morning anyway. But it was a lot of fun. It was a first for me, but it was a lot of fun. Masturbated? I'm answering both, but, masturbated was, oh boy. A friend's house. Friend of a friend, I guess you could say. I was sleeping over, and actually it was me and my best friend. We were staying at this, friend of friend's house, and I was sleeping in the bedroom and got all, yeah, and decided to, you know, have a little fun, you know? It's like, nobody's gonna walk in, door shut, you know, why not? Ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome? And if not, is it something you would ever do? Actually had a threesome, actually had a couple of them. First one was with a guy and a girl. The guy I lost my virginity to, and the girl just happened to be his girlfriend, and it was just us in a hotel, and yeah, I don't know, it was kind of weird. I kind of felt like the third wheel, so it was okay, but just was kind of, wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And the other one was with a guy friend and this guy that he found online. Good looking guy too, tall, kind of tan, I think blue eyes. Oh, he was good looking. We had fun though. I mean, that was a first, but yeah, that was pretty fun. Would you rather be tied up or be the one tying the knots? I personally would rather be tied up, because that's a huge a fantasy, a turn on, however you want to say it. So yeah, like, I have a pair of handcuffs and I haven't had a chance to use them at all, so I'm quite sad about that. But I'm hoping it'll happen. When you're nearing an orgasm, what words or phrases will make you come? There's a few, I guess. I just want to keep giggling, because this is stuff, you know, I don't talk about hardly with anybody. But, I mean, usually the classic, come for me, baby, usually does it for me, make yourself feel good. Does that feel good, I mean, it varies from, I guess, from time to time, It could just be like one little word, Or it could be a whole sentence. Yeah. Well, see, now, I can't remember the other ones that'll do it. Shit. Oh, man, this is just. Alright, you know what? Never mind. We're moving on because I'm just gonna ramble and go on about this. Have you or you and a lover taken dirty pictures or video of yourself, yourselves, and what has become of those pictures and/or video? I've taken dirty pictures of myself. I honestly, haven't had any pictures taken of me by somebody else or video. The pictures that I took, I still have, and they're on the computer somewhere, hidden in a little dark place of the world. Yeah. Have you ever gotten so wet or wrecked in public that you had to go find a private place? No. That's being completely honest. Never gotten so wet that I had to steal myself away and go play somewhere just to take care of it. Though I think it would kind of be more noticeable for guys and having to hide that. I don't know. And if you've had that situation happen to you guys, like message me, let me know, and yeah. What part of your body, excluding genitalia, ass, or tits, instantly becomes erogenous when touched, kissed, or like the right way to describe? Okay. Probably the first thing, probably the only thing that I know of up to this point is my neck. Like, it could just be with, fingertips, but lips is the big thing. Like, kisses, biting, licking. Slowly, back and forth, just little nips here and there, just oof. Ooh. It'll definitely get me going. It's almost getting me going now, but I'm gonna try and be good and keep this going. But yeah, that's probably the only place that I know of as of this point. And there are probably more, but I don't know. Any idea, because no one's really explored that far with me, so. What do you consider to be good foreplay and about how long should it take on average? Well, good foreplay is gotta last. Jeez. I don't know. Longer than 5 minutes? Longer than that? I mean, you can't just, do this, do that, and be like, okay, let's get into it. Because it's like, you gotta warm up and you gotta slowly build into the sex. Not just jump into it, unless that's your kind of thing. But, I mean, I think that, you should build up because it just makes the anticipation for, having sex that much more fun. I mean, you take however long, you want to have foreplay. I mean, it's up to you, and it's an individual kind of thing. Have you ever gotten so turned on by someone's audio that you find yourself nodding your head or saying something back to them? Emphatically, yes. There have been several audios out there posted by some really talented people that actually did make me nod and agree with whatever they were saying. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are in my same place. So, is there a sex position or kind of sex that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy, but ended up doing it anyway. What was it, and did you enjoy it? Probably would have to be anal sex. I said, I was never going to enjoy it. My best friend was just like, it hurts. Don't. If you're going to do it, use lube. Just, but it hurts. So I was just like, I'm not going to enjoy that. That doesn't sound fun at all. And then it happened, and I was like, okay, this isn't so bad. You know, get a little lube, and it's actually kind of fun. So yeah, nowadays it's something I actually enjoy, you know, getting if it comes along. Without mentioning names, unless you'd like to, how many GWA members have managed to ever enter your sexual fantasies? If your answer is none, is your fantasy partner a specific someone or someone non-specific? There have been a few GWA members that have entered my sexual fantasies. Not gonna name names, but, you know, they're out there, and, you know, just, it was fun thinking about it, you know, thinking about them and having these little fantasies and having them, you know, feel my fun, so to speak. But yeah. Have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? Not really. I mean, nothing's popped up so far that's really, you know, got me interested. So, lastly, when you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go? First, second, and third? I don't know, first for me is eyes, and second is, I don't know, second, this is a weird question. I guess second is, you know, face shape, and third is butt? I don't know, that's really weird, but I guess that's the way I see things. I'm not big on looks, but, you know, I can't help but, you know, look, I guess. And that's it for this. Thanks for listening to my rambles and my giggles and my, you know, everything. Thanks.